This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الأولين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الآخرين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We continue with session number 4, lecture number 4, explanation of Surah Al-Mulk. And ya ikhwa, this surah, like we mentioned, من يعني فهم معانيها وحفظ آياتها, whoever memorizes the verses of Surah Al-Mulk understands the meanings of that chapter, strives to act upon it, بإذن الله تعالى, there is a glad tiding that this chapter protects us from the punishment in the grave. It was authentically transmitted in more than one hadith that this chapter, if you understand it, act upon it to your best, inshallah, it will protect you from the grave and the punishment of the grave. So far we explained 5 verses. And today, inshallah, we will attempt, because we have to move in a faster pace, because also the time is very limited until Isha. We want to explain from verse number 6 all the way until verse number 11. But you need to realize that the verses which we're about to explain today, they kind of make one block or convey one message. And for you to understand this message, we need to review those 5 verses. In these five verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with establishing that He owns everything. He is the King. He is the Sovereign Lord. He is the absolute owner. تبارك الذي بيده الملك, not only this, وهو على كل شيء قدير. He is the King, and no one beside Him is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the purpose behind our existence. Why were we created? Why are we here? What are we doing here? Then comes in verse number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He created death, and we explained why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with death and life for us to be tested. So you're here for what? For what? For what? Test. Now, the scholars broke down the tests into 2 types. And I'm going to say this quickly. If you want to get more detailed, go and revisit these 3 lectures. They are available online. The first type of test, اللي هو الابتلاء القدري, that you're tested regarding your qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained certain things upon you. You have no choice. Al-Qadr. Mahua, listen. Allah knew who you are before you even existed. He knows where you will be born and all of this. And that knowledge is with Allah. So now when we get tested with the area of Al-Qadr, it takes two sides, no third to them. Whether something that we like or something that we consider bad and we do not like. Now for you to pass this test, if the thing that you like comes to you, what should you do? Be what? Be grateful. Something that you consider bad, don't say Allah ordained something bad upon you. That's wrong. لا ننسب الشر لله. But something that you consider bad yourself, because you don't understand the wisdom behind it. You're being impatient. When a calamity befalls you, what are you supposed to do? What? Patience. So gratitude and patience. You pass this test if you do this. And this is what is meant in hadith Suhayb al-Rumi, Abi Yahya, and hadith Sahih Imam Muslim. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, عجبا لأمر المؤمن فإن أمره كله له خير. I'm amazed at the lifestyle of a believer. It's all good. إن أصابته ضراء, when he's inflicted with a calamity, what does he do? صبر. He's patient. وإنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب والله يحب الصابرين. All these rewarding verses and a hadith about patience, which is good. طب look, وإن أصابته سراء, when he is given something good, يسر يعني يسر به يعني, he's pleased with it. What he's with it? شكر. He's grateful. And when you're given something good and you're grateful, you will keep it. ولذلك ابن القيم said, عبودية الشكر, the servitude of gratitude, being grateful يعني. Gratefulness. الحافظ والجالب is the keeper of the bounty and the bringer of more. If you want to lose the bounty that you have, just show that you're not grateful. That's in itself will. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي. لا, كفران النعمة, مش الكفر الاعتقادي, كفران النعمة, that you become ungrateful. So this is the first area. We're done with that. In my opinion, this area really have no choice. يعني. It's I really think that this test is very simple, is easy. Why? Because you have no choice. What are you going to do? I mean, if something that Allah ordained upon you that you don't like, if you're impatient, what are you going to do? Yani? What are you going to jump up and down? Yani? What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about it. Well, a lot of people, when they are inflicted with the calamity, because oh, blah, 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 and then he finds out that this is not changing his condition, then he starts becoming what? Khalas. Here's the second test, which is the most difficult of them all. لو الابتلاء الشرعي. Being tested regarding the deen. You see, Allah giving ya ikhwa, the human being, the freedom of choice to worship him or not. لعلك باخ نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين إن نشأ ننزل عليهم من السماء آية فظلت أعناقهم لا خاضعين. Oh Muhammad, you're killing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is addressing him in this chapter. You're killing yourself out of grief over them because they are not believing. If I want, I will show them a sign that they cannot even, their necks are going to be what? Doing like this. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wants, everybody will become a Muslim. But that's not that. هذه الأمانة. This is what? The freedom of choice. What's it called? Al-amana. That you choose to worship Allah willingly. That you choose to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly. Why this test is more difficult? Number one, because you have a choice. Remember that creations mightier than you refuse that choice. You know that, right? The heavens and the earth said no. آية الأمانة, the verse of الأمانة في سورة الأحزاب. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. We offer that freedom of choice to السماوات, the heavens, الأرض, to the earth, الجبال, to the mountains. They said what? They didn't say no in disobedience, but they said no out of what? Out of fear. Allah given them the choice to say yes or no. So don't misunderstand here. If Allah would have forced them to become like us, they would have. They have no choice. But Allah given them the freedom to say yes or no to it. فأبين. They said no. وأشفقنا منها. وحملها. Who bore it? الإنسان. Me and you. Look. إنه كان ظلوماً, ظلوماً to himself, جهولاً, he doesn't know what he's doing, you know. But of course, ya ikhwa, we need to understand that also jinn are like us. They are not mentioned here, but they also have the freedom of choice because we have text there.
ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالت أتينا طائعين.
Why it's more difficult? Number one, because inside you don't want to. There is a power inside you, the nafs. The nafs doesn't want to submit, doesn't want to. Shaytan, of course, is out there. And shayateen al-ins, yani. الشاهد, those are the two tests. That's why we created to be tested. Now, if we pass that test, we will be rewarded.
ولذلك الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
He created death and life in order to test you regarding the best of عمل, يعني you will do. Look at the end. Wahua, huh? Look at those two names. Important, those two names. Wahua, Al-Aziz, the mighty, that if you disobey, he will punish you. What is the second name? Al-Ghafur, for who? For those who did their best. That also tells you that no one is going to be able to bear the aman 100%. Al-Ghafur. But you qualify to receive the A. You tried. No one is perfect, but you're supposed to what? Try. If you try, he will forgive you. But someone who turns away, 100% turns his back, Al-Aziz will deal with you. The Almighty will deal with you. Then the other two verses or three verses started furnishing for us the premise upon which that we all should submit. Not only because Allah owns everything, because Allah created everything. Then Allah started talking about the creation of the heavens and the earth, or the heavens in particular. And He's asking us, look, do you see any deficiency in that creation? Do you see any breakage, anything? Come on, ponder upon this. The fact that you see a perfect creation in front of you, this should lead you to what? To believe that the creator must be what? Perfect too. And consequently, you should submit to the creator. Now, the six verses which we want to explain today, they address the name of Allah Al-Aziz. They talk about those who decided not to submit. not to believe, what will they get? And the first verse here,
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ.
So we said all the creation are in a state of submission to Allah unwillingly. The only two races which do have the freedom of choice are who? Jinn and ins.
Now the first verse talks about the jinn. لماذا قدم الله الجن?
Why did Allah talk about the jinn first?
Because they existed first.
Jinn existed before us, ya ikhwa, 2,000 years.
والجن, الجن is a race that was created out of fire, flameless fire.
And like I said, they existed 2,000 years before us in earth, and they corrupted earth. They killed one another, and they did all type of corruption.
This is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling the angels that I will create another race of that type, what did the angels say? Are you going to create another race who will do like this? قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء.
You should create people like us, creation like us.
ونحن نسبح.
We don't disobey you. You should create.
No, Allah said, إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
Now, subhanAllah, Satan is a jinni.
He was the most obedient of his race.
That's why Allah brought him up. You see, obedience makes you up, elevates you.
فَلَمَّا تَكَبَّرَ,
when he became arrogant, وَعَصَى,
and he disobeyed Allah, Allah said to him what?
Go down.
But he grabbed us down with him.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse spoke about the jinn.
But he said, he spoke about them in a way that he's also still presenting us with the adornment of the heaven, or the lower heaven that we see.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ.
Indeed, we have decorated.
You know, subhanAllah, I was wallahi thinking about this today, that when you build a real nice house, and what do you do for decoration?
What?
Lights. And you go and buy this expensive what?
Like, here is Allah build this nice.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ.
He's the one who created 7 layers of heaven. They are perfect. They,
look back and forth. Look.
Do you see any defect there?
Huh?
And not only this, but Allah what? Perfect creation, but also Allah give it what?
Decoration too.
Allah give it zina.
And look at the decoration also, ya ikhwa, when... Look at our lamps. Like, if you want to bring these lamps down, what do you need to have? But look at these stars are hanging, right? They are not like tied to ropes or something, right?
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ.
So these stars, based on Athar Qatada, they do three things. They are adornment, decoration, for the beautification of the lower heaven for us to look at. But they do another task, which is what? They punish the jinn.
The jinn are not supposed to go there.
When they do this, they do this with the intention of what?
First of all, why do the jinn need to go up there to begin with?
Ya ikhwa, all of this was mentioned in a chapter called Al-Jinn.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُودُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا.
We said, ya ikhwa, that the jinn, some of them are Muslims. few of them are Muslims and the majority of them are kuffar or bid'ah or whatever. وَأَنَّ مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Look at this. كُنَّا طَرَائِقَ. Now, the most rebellious of them are those who go up there. They are called المردة. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّا فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ إِنَّ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةِ الْكَوَاكِبِ وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. Why the married? Why the devils which are called married go up there? There are some human who decided to disbelieve and they are very smart and they get in touch with the jinn. Ya ikhwa, the only way for you to do this, to get a jinni to serve you, first of all, you have to be smart to begin with. We have to establish jinni are not going to deal with people who are not smart. So you have to be smart, number one. Number two, you have to disbelieve. The only one, like we mentioned before, that the jinn served without having to disbelieve was Nabiullah Sulaiman. Because Allah subdued the jinn for him, forcefully. But any other human, you would need to disbelieve. The person needs to disbelieve. So now for them to serve that person, what do they need to go? They go up there and they spy, eardropping on the angels. They hear a word or two, they add a lot of lies to it, and they come until this person. This is what is going to happen. And that person goes and does his work. So they used to do this freely. It was okay. But when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, that stopped. شوف وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. In the past, we used to sit down to spy, to eardrop. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ. Whoever tries, attempts to go there, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابَ الرَّصَدَ. He will have a shooting star. And this is the second thing which what? So here they are because they are rebellious. The jinn are rebellious. The shayateen of the jinn are rebellious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them in the dunya through what He created for what? For what? For zina, for beautification, for beautifying the sky. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. And we made these stars what? Shooting stars for shayateen. Ya ikhwa, be careful because you may read in the books of some of the books of tafsir that the whole star would shoot. La. It's like some of, you know, some of the light, not the whole star. Shuhub. Like you know, al-qabas, like when you have a fire and you go and take some fire from it, like you take a piece of wood or something, and you, likewise, it's not the whole star. Because in some books of hadith, هذا ثقافة الإيه, they tell you ثقافة الزمن. Those are the earlier people who explain these verses, because they had no clue about it. And this is why, ya ikhwa, don't turn the Quran into a book of a book of science. Don't. Because science what? Science what? Changes. Don't turn it into a book of history, because history what? Imagine the people who used to say that the whole star would attack the jinni. La. Now they found out not the whole star, rather what? Shuhub. It's called a piece of it, yani part of it. Ah. طيب. This is in the dunya. What about the akhirah? What about the hereafter? وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. So again, ya ikhwa, this is the name of Allah Al-Aziz, the Almighty. This race, the jinn, the shayateen of the jinn, those who decided to disbelieve, they will receive a punishment in this world and a punishment where? In the hereafter. If you turn away from the deen of Allah, this is what you get. We mentioned Athar Qatada that he mentioned that the stars are for three purposes. One of them, ya ikhwa, is the adornment of the heavens. The second one is to guide the people traveling in the desert and in the sea. وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ. And the third one is to attack these rebellious types of shayateen, maradith al-jinn, when they go and eardrop up there. But does this mean that those are the only usages for the stars? Absolutely not. There are other usages for the stars. But really, Qatada made that statement للتشميع. In order to what? Rebuke those who use the stars, because the stars can be used as a means of shirk. Mahawa, don't we read the horoscope? You're born in what month? That's the star so and so, then you're going to be this and that. Some people don't even walk out of their houses in the morning without reading what? The horoscope. And this is shirk. I compiled a bunch of ahadith for you. Look at this. في سنن أبي داود حديث عبد الله بن عباس, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من اقتبس شعبة من النجوم فقد اقتبس شعبة من السحر. Whoever learns the signs of the stars, that science, that knowledge, as if he is learning sorcery. And we know learning sorcery is what? Is haram. Basically, they would say, because that star in that place, that means something is going to happen in earth, or someone is going to be born, and so forth. وعنا إخوة الحديث المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه في البخاري ومسلم, when Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, passed away, the people, first of all, the moon eclipsed. So the people started saying what? خُسِفَ الْقَمَرُ لِمَوْتِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The moon was eclipsed because of the death of Ibrahim. The Prophet ﷺ became so upset. He said, come out here. He said, the sun and the moon are two ayat of Allah, two signs of Allah. لَا يُخْسَفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِ. They are not to be eclipsed because of the death of somebody or his life. Stay away from this. Don't try to connect what happens in earth because of what? Because هذا شرك. وفي صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث زيد بن خالد الجهني في غزوة الحديبية, the expedition or the battle of الحديبية, it was not a battle, it was a try to make Umrah. By the Prophet and his companions. Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhni, the companion, said, صَلَّى بِنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصُّبْحَ عَلَىٰ إِثْرِ سَمَا. It rained at night. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed Fajr, led us in Fajr. ثُمَّ قَال, then he started saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَصْبَحَ مِنْ عِبَادِي مُؤْمِنٌ وَكَافِرٌ. This morning, there are people who are believers, and there are people who are disbelievers. من قال, whoever says, مطرنا بنوء كذا وكذا, we got this rain because of that star, is in that place. كافر بي, he's disbelieving in me, مؤمن بالكواكب, he believes in the stars. وَمَنْ قَالَ, and whoever says, we got that rain, مُطُرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, we received this rain because of Allah's mercy and His bounty, مُؤْمِنٌ بِي, he believes in me, he's a disbeliever in the الكواكب. فهذا هو يا إخوة. ومسألة also يعني the fact I spoke earlier about these shayateen, they go to certain humans and they would tell them basically one word that they heard, and they add a lot of lies to it. Now look at this. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, well, hadith fi I believe fi Sunan Abi Dawood, if I'm not mistaken here, fi Sahih Abi Dawood, hadith Abi Huraira, that if you come to Arraf, if you go to somebody who
claims that he knows the unseen, and you believe him, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. You have disbelieved in what was revealed to Muhammad. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you clearly, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The only one who knows the unseen is who? Allah. Now anybody who claims that he knows the unseen, wallahi, last weekend, I was in New Jersey. And this brother, he approached me, Ya Shaykh, mashallah, I had that series about jinn and so forth. I watched your series about jinn and Shaykh, and I'm really, you know, going through a hard time. So he said, tell me, what's your issue? I think my house is has jinn in it, has shayateen in it, devils in it. And I told him, why are you saying that? First of all, I said, even if you have there shayateen, inshallah, just read the adhkar. Read Surah Al-Baqarah, and inshallah it will, know, it will go out. But Sheikh, I was told I need to move out. Then I looked at him and I said, who told you? He said, Mawlana in Pakistan. I said, Mawlana in Pakistan, okay. And did Mawlana come and see your house? He said, no, he did not. I said, oh, so how did he know that? Oh, he knows, Mawlana knows. I said, brother, you say, you believing that stuff right there is getting you in trouble. Shirk hada, shirk. Al-qalb khalas, when you think that there is somebody out there who knows what? Unseen? Walidhalik, whoever claims that he knows the unseen, huwa taghut. When you come to the people and say, by the way, brothers, this is going to happen and this. What are you doing? You don't do that. And this is one of the defects of extreme Sufism. Yani one of the biggest defects of extreme Sufism. I'll never forget this story when I met this brother that, you know, he was in school with me. And when I met him, I found him wearing, you know, that big misbaha that has these huge beads. You know, one of these big beads. Oh, good to see you. I haven't seen him like in 20, 30 years maybe or something. Hey, man, good to see you. What happened? I'm following this. And my sheikh, by the way, in Sudan, and he sees me standing with you right now. I say, sabah al-ful. Your sheikh sees you standing with me right now? All right. So that's the problem. That's the problem. This is where this issue is of al-nujum and al-jinn and all this stuff. Because people claim that they have access to the jinn. And especially when they come and they tell you what the jinn told me. Ya akhi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about one jinn who told Abu Huraira a piece of information. What did he say towards the end of the hadith? Without having to go through the whole story. Sadaqaka wa huwa kadhub. They are liars. But this one, he told you the truth. فالشاهد يعني, just to move on, inshallah, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing the first race who decided to fail the test, the shar'i test. They decided to disbelieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose what? The most rebellious of them. Those who are what? Fly what? Ma huwa al-jinn. There are jinn who do not fly. Jinn who are what? On earth. Al-jinn are like us, ya ikhwa. They have these You read the story of Sulaiman, huh? قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. One of the first one offered to bring the throne of the queen of Sheba and what? In a couple of hours, you know, after. But the other one said, I bring it what? Yani they have different what? Different capacities. It's not alike. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us the most rebellious of them. The one that what? Goes up there. Oh. Those I punish through shooting stars because they are disobedient. They are not supposed to do this. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we prepared for them the pleasing fire. Normally, a very good question that comes up. Sheikh, you just told us that the jinn are created from fire, right? Now you want to tell me that Allah punishes them in fire? So how is that? So they are created from fire, right? How are you going to punish them in fire? That's a good question, right? أصل الخلق النار. The origin of the creation. I'll give you a good analogy right here, if we're going to use intellect here. Okay, you created from what? Clay. Okay, you know what? I'm going to get a rock made out of clay, and I'm going to hit you with it. What do you think about that? Will that hurt you? Even though you create from what? It's the same thing. أصل الخلق, the origin of the creation. That is what is meant by it. بإذن الله تعالى. We come to us now. Look. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. That's the next verse. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. But amazing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only spoke about the human beings' punishment in the hereafter. But we know from other Quran that there is a punishment in the dunya for those who turn away from the deen. Those who decide not to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly. Look, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, he will have what? A miserable life. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever just has a little bit of staying away from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, he will have a companion from the jinn who will actually misguide him. وَالْآيَةَ اللي هي يعني في سورة النحل مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Those who act righteously on the basis of iman, they will have a good life. And consequently, those who do not, they will have what? A miserable life. So the point I'm trying to make here, that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only spoke about the punishment of the human, those who turn away from submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, but yet they will receive a punishment in the dunya as well. طيب. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. What an awful abode. Add to this, ya ikhwa. يعني سبحان الله, losing the dunya doesn't really hurt you. But the akhirah, losing the akhirah, the everlasting place, that is the hurting one. We read in multiple ahadith that we forget the hardships which we experience in this world just by being dipped one time in Jannah. يُؤْتَى بِأَبْأَسِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The most miserable person who had a difficult life, but he was a believer. And he will be dipped one time in Jannah. And he will be taken out. And he will be asked, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ. Do you recall any bad memories? Do you recall any sickness? لا والله يا رب. I'm very healthy now. I forgot everything. I don't remember anything. Regardless if we get... Look, in the other hand, imagine someone who had a perfect life. وَيُؤْتَى بِأَنَّعَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. The best lifestyle. He had it all figured out. And he will be dipped one time in hell. يغمس غمس حديث صهيب, حديث صحيح الإمام مسلم. He will be dipped one time in hell, and then he will be asked, هل رأيت نعيما قد. Do you remember any joy, any good moments in this world? لا والله يا رب. He will forget all the good. And actually, just look into your own lives. You know, when you get sick, do you remember the times when you're focused, you're consumed with what? With the sickness. So this is why comes in here, ya ikhwa, in closing, inshallah, this conversation or the interaction between the hell and the dwellers of hell and the conversation between the keepers of hell and the dwellers of hell in these verses. That's what's left. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and to those who disbelieved in their Lord, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Here is the first. إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. Ya Allah. First of all, ya ikhwa, the hellfire is created already. أُعِدَّتْ. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ. It's already prepared. It's ready. And in the day of judgment, in the land of gathering, the hellfire will be brought.
كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم.
The hellfire will be brought to the land of gathering. في الحديث يؤتى بجهنم لها 70,000 زمام مع كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها. The hellfire will be brought to the land of gathering. It will have 70,000 ropes. الزمام اللي هو الايه روب. Leash. Ends. يعني that with each rope, 70,000 angels. Why they are trying to, what they are trying to do? They are trying to hold the hellfire down. Because the hellfire is so what? Angry. Why the hellfire is angry? Why? Because on this day, and this is what the messengers will say, one after another, as the human being would go by them, requesting them to intercede. What Adam will say, stay away from me. إِنَّ اللَّهِ, he will say this, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَضِبَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَطْ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبْ بَعْدَهُ قَطْ. Allah is so angry today. He's never been angry like this before, and he will never be angry like this afterwards. Why the Rusul? Why the messengers are what? Allahumma sallim sallim. Nafsi. Because of the... Likewise, the hellfire. فَإِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا, when they are throwing into it, سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. They will hear a horrible sound. الشهيق يا إخوة is when you hold... ولذلك a lot of the scholars, they said الشهيق هو صوت الحمار. الشهيق is the braying of the donkey. Why? Because it's a prolonged, ugly, fearful sound. Have you ever heard the donkey braying? You guys heard it? Honk, honk. All the time we have it in our village in Egypt. We have a lot of donkeys in our village. Honk, all the time you hear it. And when they do it, they see a jinni, by the way. They see a shaitan. That's why he's supposed to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فسمعوا لها, imagine in hell, سمعوا لها شهيقا. It's also like, you know, have you ever seen somebody, you know when you're fighting and you really want to hit the person in front of you really bad, what do you do? So it's like the hellfire is what? Is trying what? It's all of this to what? To make the person terrified, horrified. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا. Look at the sauna. وَهِيَ تَفُورُ, as it's boiling. Oh. Look at the next verse. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْضِ. Ya Allah, is about to break into pieces. From what? From the rage, the anger. This is the place, this is the abode that awaits those who disbelieve. Imagine this. That's what وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. This is the place where they're supposed to stay. This is the house. You got an angry what? Angry house. Not only this. we come to what? To al-khazana, to the keepers. The keepers. What are the keepers? Subhanallah, this verse caused the disbelievers in Mecca to be exposed to fitna. When it was revealed in Surah Al-Muddathir, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ, that the keepers of hellfire are only what? 19 angels. So the disbelievers of Mecca said, man, 19 people, 19 angels guarding the hell? That's, what is this? We can run away. That's easy. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And we made the keepers of hell angels. And their number, the number 19 is to be fitna. Okay, come up with this. But look now. Look how Allah describes them. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O ye believe, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. The fuel of hell is what? People and rocks. Alayha. Look at this. Malaikatun ghilaz. Shiddat, strong, reloved, stern, you know, cruel. They have no mercy, basically. You know, one of my brothers called his son. He had a son and he called him Malik. He's regretting it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person, ikhwa, has a share of his name. Whether the total contrary or whether the actual name, wallahi, everybody has a share of his name. Wallahi, this boy, ya ikhwa, he's so cruel. His name is Malik. He's only 4 years old, but so cruel. It's like when he beats up a child, he beats him like he's about to kill him. And then I said, why in the world did you call your son Malik? I mean, there is nothing wrong with it. I mean, we have Anas ibn Malik. There is nothing wrong with the name. But he got a share of his name. You know, look. وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكَ. Imagine the dwellers of hell will call upon Malik. يَا مَالِكَ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّ. Can your Lord make us die? Look at this. Look at this. إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. No, you're going to stay. Look at this. You're going to stay. قَالَ. He said what? Huh? Two words. إِنَّكُمْ عَدِينَ. مش هتمشوا. فالملائكة, the keepers of hell, also will be having a conversation with the dwellers of hell. طيب, the verses here it says, كلما ألقي فيها فوج. Pay attention to this, ikhwah. It's important. Never pay attention to this. Every time that a group of people are thrown into hell, that means you're not going to be thrown by yourself. Guess who you're going to be thrown? I mean, not you, wal'ayadu billah, but guess what the dwellers of hell will be thrown with? With their guys, with their dudes. Well, I came across this hadith. Look at this. Al-hadith fi mu'jam al-tabarani, al-awsat wal-saghir wa sahahahu al-albani. لا يحب رجلا قوما إلا حشر معهم. Those whom you love, you will be brought with them. Imagine. وله شاهد الحديث المشهور في البخاري ومسلم, the Bedouin who came from the desert and he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم متى الساعة, when is the hour. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, ماذا أعددت لها? What did you prepare for it? He said, والله ما, I didn't prepare a whole lot, غير أني أحب الله ورسوله. Except I love Allah and His Messenger. He said, أبشر, you're going to be with those whom you love. Anas said, by Allah, we were so joyful because of this. And he said, oh Allah, إني أحب النبي وأبا بكر وعمر. I love the Prophet, أبا بكر وعمر. أرجو الله أن أكون معهم بحبهم وَإِنْ لَمْ أَعْمَلْ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. I hope in Allah that He will bring me into Jannah with them, even though my a'mal, my actions does not what يعني reach their status. فَكُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْج. وعندنا إخوة حديث الصراط المشهور. You know, when believers, a community of believers cross over the bridge, some of their members will fall into hell. But after they cross, they will look, we're missing so. They will go to Allah and say, Oh Allah, those people, they used to pray with us. They used to, شَفِّعْنَا فِيهُمْ يَا رَبِّ. Allow us to intercede on their behalf. You're not going to be gathered alone, whether to Jannah or whether, no. Rather, you're going to be with the, that's why, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. They will ask this question. Why are we here? أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Weren't you warned about this? Why the angels, the keepers of hell, are asking this question? To establish that they are here and they are not wrong. Yani not because of injustice or something. Because normally the people who are being, whether they are in jail or whether they are persecuted or whatever they are, they always come after what? Man, that's not fair. That's not right. I'm being wronged. Always. So the angels are, haven't you received the warner? Guess what? They will say what? بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. Yes, we received the warner. فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا. We belied them. We rejected them. مَا نَزَّلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا. They actually went after the messengers, accusing them of misguidance. And at the end, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. So they confessed to the three. So you're not here because of injustice. You're here because you're what? You earned it. Ya ikhwa, this brings us to the end of it here. But that brings us to the most important piece, which is the duty of the Muslims, is to establish the hujjah against the people. You see, our job in America is not to convert people, to Islam. La. Our job to what? Is to do what? To establish the evidence against the people that you receive the message. Because they're going to be asked, and that's why Allah brought us to America. You know, the fact they accept your da'wah, your invitation, you're supposed to invite them, you're supposed to call them to Islam. But whether they accept it or not, that's their call. But really, our job ends with what? With al-balagh. In alayka illa al-balagh. You're supposed to just to convey. فيعني with this بإذن الله تعالى. But look, سبحان الله, they say, وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. Now, were they deaf? I'm asking you, were they deaf? No, they used to hear, but they, it's like the animals, and that's why always Allah سبحانه وتعالى places the kuffar in the same level of the animals. أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا. Do you think the majority of them hear you, reason what you're saying? They are indeed like animals. It's like go to a cow and recite the whole Quran to a cow. Huh. What? But listen, the cow heard what you're reciting. The cow heard it, but the cow doesn't what? لو سماع الفهم, that you hear to understand, that you reason with your intellect, you have that عقل, but you do not reason. أم تحسب أن بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. We come to this. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Then comes in this, ikhwa, this relieving tone in the surah. Remember, اسم الله الغفور, الذي خلق الموت الحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو. We finished العزيز. Comes what? الغفور. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة. Indeed, those who have khashya of Allah away from the people. بالغيب يا إخوة, hear that, away from the people. Don't ever assess your relationship with Allah in front of the people. If you really want to assess your relationship with Allah, when you're alone in that room, compare your salah, the quality of your salah in the masjid, with the quality of your salah in your bedroom. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُ مَنْزِلَةِ الْإِحْسَانِ. The status of الإحسان, أن تخشى الله كأنك ترى, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, that you worship Allah as if you see Allah. وذلك يا إخوة, in closing here, I keep saying this, right? But this is the last time, I promise. You know when امرأة العزيز, the wife of Al-Aziz, got Yusuf into the room, but she took off her clothes, and she used to have an idol next to her bed. This was Egyptian used to worship idol, so she covered the head of the idol. She covered it. So Yusuf is asking her, "Ma taf'alin? What are you doing?" "I don't want my God to see me doing this." "What about my God? He sees me. I can't cover it." I promise this is the last one. The first, here it is, Abdullah ibn Umar and his Mawla Nafi' wal-Athar fi Muslim Ahmad. They always used to go and spend some time in the desert. And Abdullah ibn Umar was very famous of freeing slaves from slavery. He would only focus on freeing people, slaves who are righteous. When he sees a slave who's praying, taqi, he would free him. That sometimes the slaves, they will come in front of him and pretend what? He said, "Free this one." فنافع, his مولى, would say, "He's deceiving you." He said, "من خدعنا في الله انخدعنا إليه انخدعنا له." Whoever deceives us pertaining to Allah, we will be deceived. No problem. In any rate, they went to the desert one day. A shepherd is coming down from the top of the mountain. Abdullah ibn Umar wanted to test him. He said, "Ara'i ghana min ant? Are you a shepherd?" He said, "Yes." Then he said to him, "Bi'ni sha." We need to eat meat. "Sell a sheep for me." So the shepherd said, "What? Innaha laysat li. It is not mine. Wa inni mamluk. Hiya li sayyidi. It belongs to my master, and I'm a slave." Here is the test. "Sell it to me and tell your slave the wolf ate it. Bi'ni sha wa kull li sayyidika akalaha al-dhi'b." Shush. Hada. "وَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ" Where is Allah? "Yeah, I can do this, but where is Allah?" Allah. That's it. هذا هو. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. When you're alone, you have khashya of Allah or not. If you do this, you will receive the maghfirah. Again, to show you that even those who have that quality, they still need what? مغفرة. No one is perfect. إن شاء الله Saturday we'll continue from here بإذن الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والحمد لله رب العالمين.